Yeah, you know, Montel did a good job. Came in, provided a spark for us offensively with his physicality and the way that he ran out there for us. But we just didn't, execute enough plays. We had a couple opportunities throughout the game to, really give ourselves some cushion and kind of take control of the game. And we weren't able to do that. We had the tip ball early in the game and a couple of passes that we ended up not pulling in. There could have been some big gains, could have potentially set us up for some good scores. So, that's kind of been the story of our season is just missed opportunities and self-inflicted wounds. We had a lot of situations where we put ourselves in a bad spot and that's every phase of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. So, we just got to continue to grind it out. We got Miami coming up next, and they're going to be a tough team to play against, physical team. So that's going to be a challenge for us. And I'm sure everybody here agrees that, we're not going to make the playoffs or anything. So we just got to go out there and play hard and play for the pride. This is really a moment where, people will be kicking at you while you're on the ground, while you're down. You just got to keep playing hard.
You got into a lot of third and good situations early on, 31, 32. How much, when you don't convert those, how much of a deflator is that?
It's critical in the games. It's always critical to convert third downs. I usually tell the tell of the game. And we weren't good yesterday on third down.
How about Guy playing more tight end? Does he look comfortable?
Oh, yeah. Guy played he's played tight end in high school and college. He's got experience there. And athletic guy and got good hands. And you can catch the ball, He's comfortable in there, and we're really taking advantage of that and using him in a lot of different ways.
Kind of recap yesterday a little bit, and just another tough way to fall yesterday, right?
Yeah, we came out with real good intensity. I think we should have matched the intensity in the second half of the game, and that kind of put us behind. We had them on their heels and kind of let them off the rope, so... We just got to learn how to continue to capitalize and get better.
What happened in the third quarter? I mean, they kind of took over the game. The offense struggled in the third quarter on the Jaguars' side, but then they started running the ball effectively. What changed when they started running the ball?
Well, when we couldn't move the ball like we expected, they went to the ground and pound game, and running the ball over and over and over kind of wears your defense down, especially when you're on the field all day. So it was a little tough to deal with that. Throughout the whole second half, but we stuck it in there, and we made some adjustments and started stopping the run and making the plays we needed to make, but we just fell a few plays short.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the morale in the locker room today and how guys are feeling now going into, what, three games left?
It's still frustrating, man, just trying to find that edge or that energy to win, it's hard, man, because we fighting so hard and then keep falling short right there right at the finish line, man, just falling short, and we just gotta learn how to finish out games and find a way to win, find a will and a way to win, and because we got the ability, as clear as day we have it, we just gotta learn how to execute better, man, and mature as far as playmaking.